Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, continuing chapter 22, verse 122. This is a new pastime that involves mostly Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's not really a pastime, but Vrindavan Das Thakur is preaching about Advaitacharya and his position and his identity. Apparently, even now, there's some groups and followers of Advaitacharya, his own followers and relatives of Advaita Gosai, because they have their own parampara, Nityananda parampara, Advaita parampara, Gadadhar parampara. In Advaita parampara, many worshippers of Madan Gopal, and some of the followers, they kind of see Advaitacharya and worship him as the Supreme Lord, as God. And they relegate Lord Chaitanya Nityananda to a secondary position. And apparently there was some of that going on 500 years ago when Chaitanya Bhagavat was written. So therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur is mentioning that here. Trikala janane prabhu shri shachinandan janena sevive avitere dushtagan. Sri Sachinandan is Trikala Gyan, or in Bengali or Hindi we say Trikala Gyan, Trikala Gyan, or Trikala Gyan, or Janani, Janina in Bengali. And he knows the past, present, and the future. Sometimes this is translated, he can see the past, present, and the future, which is one of the qualities of great devotees, and obviously the Lord also. So Sachinanda knew that in the future some miscreants would worship Advaita Prabhu. So very strong words here. Vrindavan Das Thakur is putting words in Lord Chaitanya's mouth, or at least indicating his mind by saying in the future, in Bhavishyakal, in the future there's some Dushtagan. Dushtaman, Dushtajana, Dushta means very bad, bad people. A group of them, Dushtagan means Sakigan, means a group. A group of bad people, they'll worship Advaita Prabhu. So let's hear this. Advaitere Gaibeka Sri Krishna Balaya Jatakichi Vaishnavera Vachana Nindiya. They would glorify Advaita as Lord Krishna. Let's say, of course, we know that generally he's understood to be Vishnu Tattva and Vaita, and he's Mahavishnu or Sadashiva. These are acceptable, but not that he's the Supreme. He's simply a plenary portion of the Vishnu expansion. But they'll say, Balaya, they'll say he's Sri Krishna. Now disregard the words of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava, Vacha, Ninda. The words of the Vaishnavas, they will offend them and disregard them. So Vaishnavas will say differently. But these strict adherents or followers or disciples or even family members of Advaita, they will insist, no, actually, Advaita is God. It almost sounds like Jesus predicting that in the future people catapult me to God. People will say, Jesus is God. He used to be Jesus of the God, or Jesus the Son of God. And he said, I am the Father and one. That doesn't mean he is the Father. We say Sakshatari Dvedasana Asmasha Sasastra. We say that the Guru is the same as Hari. He's representative of Hari, representing the desire and interest and wish of Lord Hari. But he's not God. He's not the Supreme Creator, Destroyer, Maintainer, nor is Jesus. Jesus is a Jiva, Jivatma, Shaktivesh Avatar. Jivalibe Advaitere Parama Vaishnav. Tahare Vedya Langi Ve Papisab. Those sinners would ridicule persons who accepted Advaita as the topmost Vaishnava. So this Dushtagan, now he's calling him Langi Ve Papa, Papis. He's calling them bad people and calling them sinful people. They will criticize those other people or other Vaishnavas who say he's a Parama Vaishnava. Like Lord Shiva, Sada Shiva is considered a Parama Vaishnava also, worshipper of Sankarsana. Seisava ganera paksha advaita dharite. Ete bara shakti nahi. E danda dekite. After everyone saw this pastime of punishment of Mother Sachi for her offense against Advaita, it became understood that Advaita Prabhu does not have the power to protect such people. Because even Advaita, if he's God, he should be able to relieve Sachi Mata from her offense. But even Mahaprabhu said, I can't relieve, even God can, only the Vaishnava can. So when Advaita functioned as a Parama Vaishnava, then he forgave her. Or at least secretly she took the dust and got forgiven by Mahaprabhu. And was then bestowed praying by Lord Chaitanya to his mother Sachi. Sakala sarvagya chuddha mani vishwambhar janena vilambe hai bekka bhautar. Vishwambhar is the crest jewel of omniscient persons. He's a chudamani of the sakala sarvagya. He's a jewel on the head of all knowing people. So he knew that further delay would produce many more people like this. Ateva danda dekaya jani nire shakshikarilena advaita adi vaishnavere. Vishwambhar therefore punished his own mother, Danda, in the presence of the Vaishnavas headed by Advaita. This is all commentary in this whole pastime of Shachimata's quote-unquote so-called offense to Advaita. Vaishnavera ninda kari beka jaragan tararaksha samartya nahika konajan. A Vaishnava is unable to protect any of his followers who engage in blasphemy of Vaishnavas. If a so-called disciple of a Vaishnava blasphemes another Vaishnava, then the Vaishnava guru of that disciple will never protect such a disciple. If someone disrespects Sri Nityananda and tries to become intimate with those who eulogize Advaita, Advaita Prabhu will never approve of such a philosophy. This is most prevalent apparently then, and especially now there are many people they relegate, as I mentioned, Nityananda and Gauranga to inferior position to Advaita. Advaita is actually God. So they become intimate with those people, then actually Advaita won't like it. Vaishnava nindaka gana janhara ashray apani edaite tahara samshay. The deliverance of even a person whose followers engaged in blasphemy of Vaishnava is doubtful. This kind of looks back at the pastime of Devananda Pandit offending Srivastava Thakur in the Bhagavat Katha, where his disciples forcibly manhandled and ejected Srivas from the assembly, considering that he was disturbing the assembly by his outburst of symptoms of bhava. And the guru didn't say anything, so he's also responsible for that offense. Bara adi kari hai apane edhai kudra hai legan sa adapate jai. If he is highly qualified, he can protect himself. He has a lot of adhikar. But if he is a weak guru, then he falls down along with his followers. So if someone's a very powerful guru, and his disciples go around offending everybody left, right, and center, then it won't affect him. Disciples will all go to hell. But he won't. But if he's not very powerful, then his disciples will take him to hell also. They'll have to suffer the reaction. Conspiracy. Chaitanjara danda buji bhare shaktikar jananire lakshe danda karila sabhar. Who can understand the punishment awarded by Sri Chaitanya? He warned everyone by using his own mother as an example. Jeva jana advaitere vaishnava balite aninda kare danda kare mari halamate. One who does not accept Advaita as a Vaishnava ultimately blasphemes and offends him. As a result, that person is properly punished. And some verses beyond this, 15 verses later, Bhaktisiddhanta refers to people that see Advaita as God or the Supreme. Here that he's being... Vrindavanasa Thakur is addressing this misconception, but later Bhaktisiddhanta says that such a follower disciple of Advaitacharya is actually a sinful disciple who projects that Advaita is God or Krishna. The efforts of those who identify Sri Advaita Prabhu as Krishna, rather than accepting him and promoting him as a Vaishnava, certainly transform into blasphemy of Sri Advaita Prabhu. The destruction of such blasphemers is guaranteed. Sarva Prabhu Gauranga Sundara Maheshwara He Bharastuti Jai Tahara Anuchara. Gaura Sundara is the supreme controller and lord of all. To be known as his follower is a great honor. So Advaitacharya, he wants to be known as a devotee of Lord Chaitanya himself. He wants to be accepted and identified as a follower, a Gauranga Bhakta. And that's a glorious position. Because he sees Gauranga as his supreme controller, and he sees him as Maheshwara and lord of all. And it's important that he used the word Maheshwara, because this is also a word that's used to describe Lord Shiva, which is the other identity of Advaitacharya, that he's Mahesh, Shiva, Sada Shiva. But here, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, Gaura Sundara is Maheshwara. And Advaita accepts him as the supreme, the Mahaishwara, the supreme controller, Maheshwara, and not himself. Now he comments on Nityananda's position. Nityananda sarupe se nishkapattahan kahilena gora chandra ishvara kariyam. Without reservation, Lord Gaurachandra addressed Nityananda sarupe as Ishvara, the Supreme Lord. So often in their interactions or dealings in Gaura Lila, Mahaprabhu would address Nityananda as God, but never Advaita. This is so. Vrindavan Das Thakur is reminding that at all times Sri Advaita Prabhu is identified as a servant of Sri Gaurasundara. So those who identify Advaita Prabhu as Krishna are certainly envious of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, because they relegate him to an inferior position. So here he's identified, Vrindavan Das Thakur has identified the unique and supreme position of Gaurasundara and also Nityananda, both being superior to Advaita. Nityananda prasade se Gaurachandra jani. Nityananda prasade se Vaishnavere chini. By the mercy of Nityananda, one can know Gaurachandra. By the mercy of Nityananda, one can recognize a Vaishnava. By the mercy of Sri Nityananda, one can recognize Vaishnavas headed by Sri Advaita. We heard before in one purport that he was glorified as Vaishnava Granya. The way the Acharya is what used Vaishnava Grani. He was designated as the topmost Vaishnava. Sakale Advaita Singha Purna Krishna Shakti Padaya Vashishta Vakane Krishna Bhakti. There's only a lion like Advaita. This takes 88, chapter 21. He was endowed with Krishna's full potencies, Purna Krishna Shakti. So he could explain Yoga Vashishta in terms of bhakti. So even this Devananda Pandit, because he was so much infected by Mayavada or impersonalism, he was explaining Bhagavatam, which is nothing but bhakti, the Supreme Srupa of Radha and Krishna. And he didn't describe any bhakti or find any bhakti there or convey it or share it or understand it. But Advaitacharya is so empowered by the Lord and such an advanced devotee, as it says here, Vaishnav Agrani, topmost Vaishnava, that he could take a book like Yoga Vashishta and describe bhakti. Because even though Yoga Vashishta is not a bhakti granth, it's basically a yoga granth and like book of Gyan and Mayavad. This is on one side you have Devananda describing the rasa-filled Premamayi Bhagavat, and he's still screwing out an impersonal conclusion, not conveying any or teaching any bhakti there, because he's not a devotee. So it takes one to know one. He couldn't find any bhakti there because he doesn't have any bhakti in himself. Nityananda prasade se ninda jaya kshaya. Nityananda Prasadi Se Vishnu Bhakti Haya, by the mercy of Nityananda, one's offenses are destroyed. By the mercy of Nityananda, one attains devotional service to the Supreme Lord. By the mercy of Sri Nityananda, the offenses committed by those wicked persons who praise Advaita as God or Krishna are destroyed. Simply by the mercy of Sri Nityananda, one's inclination towards the service of the Supreme Lord is increased. Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Ninda nahi Nityananda Seva Keramuke Aharnisha Chaitanjara Yasha Gayasuke. That's why we're always petitioning the mercy of Nityananda, so we can become true servants of the Lord, free from our jagai and madai nature. There's a lot of, I wouldn't want to say a little, but there's a lot of jagai and madai in all of us. A lot of intoxicated mood, a lot of drunken mood of enjoyment. Prabhupada said that attachment to sense gratification is also mada, is a type of intoxication. Intoxicated with the glimmer and glamour of Maya in her various forms and shapes, and we become totally bewildered and forgetful of Krishna and Guru and our seva to them. That's a type of jagai madai representation, that madness, that intoxication, that drunken stupor of sense enjoyment, which everyone is trapped in. We're all drunks. Ninda nahi Nityananda sevakaram. I said that the servants of Nityananda, in a day and a night, they never engage in blasphemy, and they always happily sing the glories of Chaitanya. Nityananda bhakta savadike savadhan, Nityananda brityara Chaitanya dhanapran. The Nityananda bhaktas are always careful, savadhan, in all directions, savadike, in all directions. Wherever they go, they're very careful. To do what? To glorify Gauranga and avoid offenses. If you're always glorifying Gauranga, it's easier to avoid offenses. Because Gauranga gives you that ras, that relish, that you're so absorbed in the happiness of Gaur Katha and Gaur Leela and Gaur Nam that you don't have time to come down to the mundane material platform of friends and enemies and good and bad and big and small and superior and inferior, make Vaishnavas. Gauranga Nam, Gauranga Dham, Gauranga. Those servants of the Nityananda Britya, Ekala Yeshwara Krishna Arasabhya Britya, Nityananda Britya, those servants of Nityananda, they know only Lord Chaitanya as their life and wealth, Dana Pran, Shadavan Janahe, Shadavan Janahe, Nityananda Mahajan, Nityananda Mahajan. Alpa bhage nahi haya Nityananda dasa jahara laujaya gurachandra prakash. Less fortunate people are not able to become servants of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy one can understand Lord Gurachandra. Jai jana shunaye vishra ruper akyan sehaya nantadasa Nityananda pran. Anyone who hears topics regarding Visharup becomes Lord Ananta's servant. Nityananda becomes his very life and soul. Visharup Akyan. Visharup Akyan. So Visharup, of course, is Lord Chaitanya's older brother, who is not different from Lord Nityananda. So this chapter, of course, he's wrapping up the chapter, coming to the close of this chapter, so he's kind of reminding us or summarizing some of the topics that were discussed in this chapter about Visharup taking sannyas. So in one sense, we can call this Shruti Phal. Phal Shruti, the fruit of Shruti, of hearing. The chapter 22, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Phal Shruti, we heard about Visharup's wonderful qualities, his Parama Sundar, so beautiful, and Sarva Shastra Gyan, he knew all the Sarva Shastra Visharada, said he was expert in all the Shastras, and very beautiful, Parama Sundara. And regularly he was finding no happiness in Navadvipa with all materialistic people, but he only found happiness in the association of Advaita, because he was always speaking Krishna Gita. We should pray to Visharup that this quality comes in us. And we only find happiness in the association of people that speak about Krishna. Vishrupa was wandering everywhere in Navadvip, and everybody was interested in karma and gyan, and elaborate weddings and social functions and worshipping Chandi and Durga and spending money on their children's marriages and all these useless materialistic activities. Eat, drink, and be merry. No one was glorifying Krishna's Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela except Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur and Srivas Thakur and Chandrasekhar and that small group that gathered every afternoon at Advaita Bhavan to hear Advaita's wonderful discourses on Krishna consciousness. So that was a natural attraction. Vishrup didn't want to be anywhere but there. So he was always there and eventually took sannyas, became known as Shankaranya. And that was a death blow for his father, Jagat Mishra, who left this world after that. And Sachimata was not too happy. And then Vishambhara started following the footsteps of his older brother by associating with Advaita. So anyone who hears these topics, Jai Jana Shunye Vishrupakyan, of this chapter, what benefit, what result, what boon will he gain? Well, anyone hears topics regarding Vishnu becomes Lord Ananta's servant. In other words, he becomes his servant of Anantadeva, or Balaram, or Vishrup, or Nityananda. Nityananda becomes his very life and soul. So this is a wonderful benediction Vrindavanas Thakur is offering all of us, the hearers and readers of his glorious Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 22, which is called the chapter 22 is delivering Sachi Devi from offense and description of Nityananda's qualities. So we've been hearing over the last few verses Nityananda's qualities, and we are praying to Nityananda and Vishwarup and to Vrindavanas Thakur that certainly this wonderful boon that he's offering to the sincere worshippers of Vishwarup and the sincere hearers and faithful hearers of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, we would pray to Vishwarup and Nityananda and Vrindavandas that this would actually become a very fact of our existence from this day forward, that we would become pure servants of Ananta, and we would become, that Nityananda would become our very Pranandan, from our very life and soul, Nityananda Pran. Nityananda Vishwarupa Abheda Sharir, Ai Iha Jane Jane Arakona Dir. There is no difference between Nityananda and Vishwarupa. Abheda, there is no difference. Mother Shachi and some other sober persons know this fact. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Vishwarupa are not actually separate. Sri Shachidevi was fully aware of this. Jaya Nityananda Gora Chandra Sharana, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Sahasra Vadana. All glories to Nityananda, who has taken shelter of Lord Gaurachandra, Gaurachandra Sharan. All glories to Nityananda, who in his form of Ananta has thousands of heads. Goradesh Indrajaya Nityananda Rai, Kepaya Chaitanya Bine, Tomara Kripai. All glories to Nityananda Rai, the Lord of Goradesh. Who can attain Lord Chaitanya without your mercy, Nitai? Tomara Kripa, Nityananda Kripa, Bina Nityananda Kripa, Chaitanya Nepai. Nityananda Hina Prabhu Haraye Jahar Katao Jivane Sukha Nahika Tahar. One who abandons the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu will never achieve happiness in life. Sukha Nahika Jivan Nasukha. Your Jivan will have, life will have no happiness if you leave the shelter of Nitai. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the presiding Lord of Gaurudesh. Without Nitai's mercy, no one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet. If a living entity is bereft of Nitai's mercy, he can never achieve happiness in life. Jai Nitai. Nityananda. Hena dina hayaveki chaitanya nitai deki baki parishara sangaye katani. Will that day ever come when I will see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda along with their associates? This is the Vilap shloka of the author. Chaitanya Nitai. Jai Chaitanya Nitai Chaitanya. Jai Chaitanya Nitai. Remember years ago, we mentioned this in other classes, but it kind of rattles in my brain quite a bit. And those that have been with me, you must have heard it a few times. We were saying, Gopal Mandir, anything good is worth repeating. I'm sure everyone who's listening to these CDs or sitting in this class, they must have eaten a rasgulla more than once in their life. Or how about halva or sweet rice? We only had it once and said, that's it for this life. So anything good is worth repeating. And the better it is, the more you want to repeat it. There's nothing better than Krishna's name. So we want to repeat Krishna's name day and night. And we'll never be the same. This was Kartik about 10 years ago, and there was one kirtan group that would do Prakman evening after the katha, the evening katha of Vyananta Das or Vaishnavpada. In the Dharmashala, it used to be in the Dharmashala before his lecture hall was built. And after the kirtan ended about 9 o'clock at night or so, and then afterwards there was an uproarious kirtan from there all the way around to the Gopinath Mandir, where there was some type of prasadam, evening prasadam during Kartik being distributed to all the yatris and devotees attending the Bhagavat Pat. And this group had about 4 or 5 mridangas, about 7 or 8 wampers. I think they were some professional or whatever. They're pure Vaishnavas or professional, but they're really good. And I would be taking rest about that time on the rooftop of Gopal Mandir, Manipur Gopal Mandir, on the Parikrama Marg of Radhakund. And you can hear quite a bit up there. It's pretty noisy, or whatever, transcendentally enlivening, let's say. It's not really noise. It's not noise, it's nectar. And they would come around, they would stop in different places, and then they would come around, get to the Shiva temple. I could hear in the distance, they would turn the corner by Hanuman and turn right and go past Kundeshwar, then stop there and sing something about Kundeshwar in Bengali or Bangladeshi, I'm not sure. Everybody would say Jai or something like that. And then in between, until the next stop, they would sing this kirtan. Jai Chaitanya Nitai Chaitanya, Jai Chaitanya Nitai. And they would go up on Nitai, they would go up, you know, one octave after another, octave after another. Nitai. And then the drums are going, tuk 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 tuk. 8 or 10 whoppers and 4 or 5 mridanga. Then they would stop by the alley going up to the Prana Radha and Krishna Mandir, which is supposedly some deities that Das Goswami found or was given to him, and then he gave to this Goswami. It's a very old temple. It's a very old, probably the oldest Radha and Krishna temple here at Radhakund. And they would stop there and sing something about that, and then move on down to the next temple is Radhakant Mandir, which is the place of Rakesha Pandit and Tungavidya. It's Tungavidya's Kunj. Tungavidya's Kunj is on the southwest corner of Radhakund. Is the location Tungavidya's Kunj, and that's where Tungavidya's temple is, Rakeshkar's temple of Radhakant. And directly, a little bit beyond that, is Manipur Gopal Mandir. So they would stop there, and I would hear, which was practically under my door or under my roof or whatever. And they would sing something about Rakesha Pandit and Radhakant. And then, Jai Chaitanya Nitai Chaitanya, Jai Chaitanya Nitai. And then they wouldn't stop in front of Gopal Mandir because that wasn't part of their route or whatever, their stopping places. But the kirtan was so wonderful. So here we hear, the names are here about Chaitanya Nitai, verse 145, chapter 22. Hena dine haiveki Chaitanya Nitai, dekhi ba ki parishara sangha eketani. When will that day come when I will see Chaitanya Nitai along with their associates? So seeing Chaitanya Nitai begins with seeing them in their holy names. So the more we can chant Nitai Gauranga, Chaitanya Nitai, and Nityananda Gauranga, the more our hearts will become purified from aparas and offenses. And they're very merciful by nature. And they freely... We don't hear that Jagan Mata surrendered to Nityananda. They threw a pot at his head. Lord Krishna demands surrender. He said, "You surrender, then I'll reciprocate." And Gita, Krishna says in 1865, "Here, you do this, and I'll do this." Okay, you. That's us. Sarva dharman pratyaja. That's line one, is for you, the reader, the prospective candidate for surrender, or for prospective recipient of God's mercy, or the interested party interested in acquiring God's mercy. Sarva dharman pratyaja. Abandon all your dharmas, completely reject it. Name, fame, gain, everything. Then, sarvadharman pratyaja, mamekam sharanam. And then another thing you have to do, you have to take complete shelter of me. Mamekam sharanam. Mameka sharanam. You have to take shelter of me and nothing else. Not your money, not your family, not your pride or position. And then I'll do something for you. I'll reciprocate. Sarvapapebhyo mokshayishvam. I'll free you from your sins. But Nitai didn't come up and make all this contract with Jagaya Madhai. He said, "Listen, Jagaya Madhai, first sign, read the fine print, give up all this, everything, drinking this, that." He just said, take Gauranam. Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Loha Gauranga, Namare. Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Loha Gauranga, Namare. Hey, shut up! What is he saying? He's saying, "Get out of here." Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga Nam Lao, Gauranga Nam Lao. And he said like this, and then Nitai, he cracked him in the head. And he still didn't, still gave his mercy. And he invoked Radha and Krishna, came there the next day and shook hands with them and liberated them. They didn't give up today, just got causeless mercy of Gaur Nitai. So that's our only recourse. It's our only hope, is to get the mercy of Gaur Nitai. Amara Prabhura Prabhu Gauranga Sundar He Bara Bharasa Chitte Dharye Antar. Amara Prabhura Prabhu Gauranga Sundar He Bara Bharasa Chitte Dharye Antar. Vrindavana says, "Sri Gaurasundar is the Lord of my heart. I always keep this conviction in my heart. Sri Nityananda is always engaged in the service of Sri Gaurasundar. Therefore, the eternal servants of Nityananda maintain the hope that they will attain the mercy of Sri Gaurasundar, the Lord of Nityananda. Advaita Charani Mora, E Namaskar, Tana Priya Tahi Mati Rahuka Amar. I pray at the lotus feet of Advaita that my mind may remain fixed on those who are dear to him." Mati Rahuka, Rahuka, Mati Rahuka, Amara. My mind may be protected or fixed in Priya, his Priya Janas, his Priya Bhaktas. Advaita Charana Mora, I offer my obeisances. May my mind remain fixed at the feet of, lotus feet of the actual glorifiers of Srila Advaita Prabhu. I have no relationship with the sinful disciples of Advaita, who proclaim that he is Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanjan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Parajuge Ghan. Accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus ends the English translation of the Gaudiya Bhashya commentary on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhyakanda chapter 22, entitled Delivering Shachi Devi from Her Offense to Advaitacharya, and Description of Nityananda's Qualities. So tomorrow we can start by the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur and Nityananda Gauranga, chapter 23, Sriman Mahaprabhu's Navadvipa Brahmana, Brahmate, wandering about Navadvip on the day the Lord delivered the Kazi. deliverance of the Muslim Qazi, very exciting chapter 23.